Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The words of our Lord today probably seem a little abrupt, maybe even harsh. And yet they're still his words. This almost seems out of character for Christ. Someone comes to him for help for their loved ones, and he makes what seems like a rude remark about giving the children's food to the dogs. Without context, we hear this and it's like, that kind of stings. How could you say something like that? So instead of assuming the worst of Christ's words, let's delve a little deeper. You see, this was a saying of the Jews at the time. Anyone, realistically, who was not Jewish, the Jewish people called dogs, especially the Canaanites, anyone who was unclean, which was anyone who wasn't Jewish. At that time, that's what they called them. And so by this time in this woman's life, she had probably heard it said by numerous Jews in reference to her and her townsfolk that they were dogs, mongrels. But the thing is, in our English translation of the Gospels, it's a poor translation. Because the word here isn't dog or dogs, it's little dog, puppy. So Christ has already taken that and changed the meaning of that phrase that they use to describe the non-Jews. And so it's like how we add little to a child's name when we say little Johnny or little Mary, to show that we care for them, to show that there's some sort of affection there. And so with Christ, he's like little dogs, or in our case, what are little dogs? Puppies. So he's changed the meaning already and made it softer, easier to hear, to show that he cares, to show that there's still an affection that he has for them. But this doesn't change the fact that he was sent by the Father to preach first to the people of Israel. This also doesn't negate his universal preaching mission, for later he would send the apostles to preach to the Gentiles, to us. But there's still more to this passage. Christ never does anything without a reason, and without largely knowing how someone will respond. So he's setting the stage for this woman to respond in a particular way, to respond in faith and in trust. Without his challenging her, he would not have been able to give her praise in return. Without that challenge, we would not have the example that we have today in the gospel. We wouldn't know anything about this Canaanite. We wouldn't have known of her existence at all. But most importantly, we wouldn't have seen her persevere through it. Christ knew that she wasn't going to give up. But imagine that she did. For most of us, our initial reaction when we come across a difficulty in anything in life is usually like, this is too much work, it's too hard, I'm just going to throw in the towel, move on to something else, try a different approach, anything. But not this woman. This woman today in the gospel, even if it seems hopeless, she persists. She doesn't give up. She repeats her request. She keeps going at it with Christ until Christ is like, okay, your faith is great. Be it done as you wish. And that's really what we have to take away from this gospel today. Not that he called her a little puppy. Not that, you know, his first preaching mission is to the Jewish people, people of Israel. But what we have to take from this today is that persistence in prayer is praised by God. That perseverance, that even in the face of hopelessness, we continue, we keep going, we keep trying again and again and again. And what's more, this woman's, the way the woman petitions Christ, she doesn't go at it in a long-winded manner. She doesn't start to explain every little detail about what's going on and why her daughter needs special prayers and a blessing. It's just, hey, my daughter needs help. I think she might be having issues with demons. That's it. She's not long-winded. It's a very short prayer, but she repeats it and keeps asking for help. Hey, Lord, I still need this help. Hey, Lord, I still need this help. That's what we have to learn from her today. The simple, short, repeated prayer that she gives, asking for that help, her insistence. Again, my brothers and sisters, this is our call today, to persist in our prayer. When we see the world around us and we see that it struggles to hold to the values of the gospel, our first recourse needs to be prayer. When we see our friends and our families turn from the faith, our first recourse needs to be prayer. And when it seems that all is lost, our first and last recourse needs to be prayer. We pray, we pray, we pray, because Christ has already won.